Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Jerry Springer had just passed from pancreatic cancer, and we spoke last week about the risk factors for pancreatic cancer and how the numbers are rising. Well, there's been some news today that Maria Menounos, who we've seen, you know, before the movies, we've seen her on Tropic Thunder, we've seen her in a whole variety of, she's a fantastic entertainer. She has now reported that while she was pregnant at the age of 44, she was diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer. Now, it's a little bit different from some of the other pancreatic cancers, more associated with the one that Steve Jobs had, but still scary nonetheless. As pancreatic cancer, whether it's exocrine or endocrine in nature, which we'll explain, can be deadly. Fortunately, they caught it when it was stage 2. She was able to, I think she had like a 4-centimeter tumor removed, and she's doing well. So, you know, this is something that I have been kind of nervous about, because I've been seeing pancreatic cancer cases rise. And even though there's different types of it, there's the exocrine pancreatic cancer, which comes from the cells making the digestive enzymes, because the pancreas has a bunch of functions. One is to make enzymes to help dissolve and digest food. The other is the beta islet cells that have the that make the insulin to help keep your blood sugar steady and get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. And that's an endocrine, that's a hormonal type of function of the pancreas. And so a neuroendocrine tumor of the pancreas involves the endocrine type cells. Now, Maria Menounos is diabetic. She is a type 1 diabetic. And so, as I told you, there are a lot of, I think, risk factors that are associated with somebody having diabetes and pancreatic cancer. Symptoms of pancreatic cancer could be you don't feel it at all. Other could be abdominal pain, jaundice, yellowing of the eyes, weight loss, chronic heartburn. You think it's heartburn, but could be pancreatic cancer. Interestingly, Patrick Swayze's wife has spoken about some of the early symptoms Patrick Swayze had, who had died of pancreatic cancer, and she said his eyes turned yellow. Jaundice, painless jaundice, sometimes not having any pain at all, but your eyes turning yellow, your skin turning yellow, could be a sign of pancreatic cancer. And so what's happening here? I mean, why are these cases going up? What are we doing to our pancreas, or what is happening to our pancreas? Now, whenever we see numbers of cancer cases rise, we think, well, one, there's more population. So we have millions more Americans now than we did few years ago and 10, 20 years prior. So yeah, the cases could go up. Well, that is one thing that we look at. Another thing we look at is many of us are outliving a lot of the things that could have killed us or hurt us, such as heart disease or accidents. And so we're living long enough to get the cancer. But when a 44-year-old gets pancreatic cancer, when these individuals get pancreatic cancer and they're younger, It starts to make you wonder, you know, what is happening? What are we doing? You know, is it a chemical? I know there's been some research looking at diet soda, and it's really mixed on if the artificial sweeteners have any role, but it's something that's being looked at. I mean, we have consumed diet soda like it's water, and we don't know if those chemicals could be related. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening, but these are some theories we have to look at. You know, Steve Jobs liked his carrot juice. Was there something to that? And sometimes it's just genetics. Sometimes it's just luck of the draw. Pancreatic cancer affects more men than women. People of Ashkenazi Jewish descent, black race, those who have chronic pancreatitis, alcohol use, diabetes. So there's other risk factors, but neuroendocrine tumors are a little different. Like I said, there's a couple different types of pancreatic cancer. And so neuroendocrine tumors can come up from, can be the result of somebody having endocrine dysfunction, such as Maria with diabetes. Was it a virus that caused her diabetes and then that virus caused cancer? So we're looking at a variety of causes, but what you have to take home, the message you have to take home, is quit diagnosing yourself and blowing something off as something completely benign. I'm not saying anybody who's had pancreatic cancer has done this, but I can't tell you how many times I would get a patient who would say, yeah, I've been just self-treating my acid heart, you know, my heartburn, so can you write me a prescription? And I'm like, you shouldn't be on this medication for so long, and how do you know it's heartburn? How do you know it's not a heart attack? How do you know it's not gallbladder disease? How do you know it's not an ulcer? How do you know it's not stomach cancer? How do you know it's not pancreatic cancer? How do you know it's not esophageal cancer? And what stinks is every person I have ever met who was still alive, who had esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, even heart disease, said they thought they had heartburn. Now, I'm not saying everybody with heartburn has cancer, but a lot of these individuals who have cancer think they have heartburn, like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples, sort of thing. So when patients call into these telemedicine companies going, yeah, I have heartburn, I need some more heartburn medication, or now that you can get the heartburn medication over the counter, individuals are, I'll ask, what are your medications? Oh, I take a daily Prilosec. How long have you been doing that for? A year. I get it. Our diets have changed. Diets can also be contributing, obviously, to cancer. Lack of activity, smoking, alcohol use. But I worry that many individuals could be walking around with early pancreatic cancer and not realize it because they just think it's heartburn. They saw a commercial, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. They're like, yeah, I remember my parents taking Alka-Seltzer. It looks like I need it. I'm middle-aged. You get it checked out. All right? The prognosis for pancreatic cancer, the farther along it is very, very poor. And most individuals don't get it found quickly because they confuse their symptoms with something else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Olympian, Olympic gold medalist sprinter Tori Bowie has died. She was only 32. The track and field star, I believe, won gold at the 2016 Olympics, last competed in 2019 at the Qatar World Championships, but has been living in Florida, and sadly was found dead in her home in Winter Garden on Tuesday. We do not know the cause of death. Many individuals are concerned that it was intentional or overdose, or we have absolutely no idea. Many people have been asking about her vaccine status, if it was the vaccine. pain, and it's crushing because, you know, she had such a gifted career, beautiful soul, and you know, to see this happen at this age. If as people are thinking, there might have been a depression role to this, which we cannot say or confirm. We've spoken a lot about athletes and depression, and I don't want to necessarily talk about that in terms of Tori Bowie, because we do not know her cause of death. She was only 32, found dead at her Florida home. But we do seem to forget about our athletes once they are off the stage. And it's, you know, we'll talk about them going, oh, yeah, Mark Spitz is awesome. You know, Mark Spitz was, you know, my husband was a huge, huge Mark Spitz fan, swimmer. And we would talk about, Michael Phelps, you know, Tom Brady. Yeah, you know, Tom Brady, interesting. You know, Tom Brady came back from retirement. We all thought he tapped out pretty quickly because, you know, he had to be home with the kids. But how much of that was depression? How much of that was post-athletic depression? And, you know, these are things that we don't realize we even have as non-athletes. You know, many people will contemplate retirement, and then they'll retire, and then they'll come out of retirement, whether they're an athlete, whether they're a physician, whether they're a... And the big thing that seems to... The big topic, or a very common theme, is they didn't like the way they felt. They lost energy. Maybe they were actually depressed. But they didn't like the way they felt when they retired. Now, me, I'm never going to retire. One, I can't afford to. There's no way I think you could save enough money to make sure that you have plenty of money in the bank to, you know, be able to buy a $10 burger. So that's just not... Yeah, for me, I'm always going to have to work. But for me, I just need to be doing something. And your post-high activity, high productivity period can put you at risk for depression. Many individuals, once they had to be locked down and work remote, they got depressed. They might not have realized they're depressed. Most of us are depressed and don't realize it. And you have some individuals that go, I am depressed. I'm sad all the time. I have depression. But the average person with depression, milder depression than severe depression, says, oh, no, I'm not depressed. I'm just mad. Or this person ticked me off. Or I'm burned out. Or I just don't think your jokes are funny. Or I can't stand my wife. I can't stand my husband. Well, those could be signs of depression. If you're having trouble sleeping, if you're going to food for comfort, if you don't feel like exercising and you just want to stay in bed, if you don't want to go out and start the day, if you don't want to go out and get a job, and you just want to kind of stay home and just sit on the computer, those could be signs of mild depression. And so what we need to do is realize that our activity we did in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, if that comes to a halt, things can change. Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps had admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago of 2018 that he had battled depression for years and even contemplated suicide. I wrote a little piece about post-athletic activity depression. This could happen when high levels of exercise or activity aren't maintained. And the mind isn't prepared for losing or being surpassed by another athlete. Now, other decorated athletes have suffered from depression. Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya, just to name a few, have opened up about depression they've had. And so exercise, for example, or some of our other very high-impact activities produce endorphins, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin. So if you're not continuing, so not only could there be the mental issue of it or the societal issue, you're not always in the public eye, you're not out there at work, you're not among around people, but there could be a biological component to this. So, you know, I we could talk about athletes, we could talk about you or I who are not Olympic athletes, but we mischaracterize what we're feeling often. And it's okay. You could call it whatever you want. You could call it a funk. You could call it the weps. You could call it the whatever you want. You know, there's so many things that I don't care what the name is, but you need to recognize if you are having an issue. And you also need to recognize why you're having that issue. So as a family physician, people would come in wanting antidepressants. And like, my friends are on it, they feel better. Okay, that's great. You know, now I could just write the medication and move on to the next patient, but I like to know why. A good doctor wants to know why. You know, what is going on in your life? Talk to me about it. And oftentimes people don't want to say what it really is. So I've had people who have been taking medications because they're in an unhappy marriage. It's because they're gay and they're trying to be straight in a marriage. Or they hate their job and they feel like they're stuck. But they won't say that. They'll say, well, I've been feeling a little down. Cat died. You know, I just want to make sure that I'm still my happy self for everybody around me. You know, and some of my patients, I'm like, look, are you happy in your marriage? An unhappy marriage will make you depressed. An unhappy career will make you depressed. Do you think you would be happier not around your spouse? Not at that job? You know, is it because your mother-in-law lives with you? But because people don't feel like they could say it, they suppress it or repress it. And they don't want to bring it out. They don't want to bring it. They don't want to believe that's true. They don't want to think that they're married to somebody who they don't love anymore. Or that they're working a job because they feel if they admit it to themselves, then it's really happening. So we try to fool ourselves and blame our unhappiness on other things. You know, stars, celebrities go through depression a lot. When you're not talked about in the news, when there's somebody else that's surpassing you, somebody getting the Oscar or somebody getting the ratings. See, for me, you know, people say, why are you always self-deprecating? Why are you so humble? Why don't you strut your stuff? Because there's always somebody better than me, and I don't want to be depressed by that. Because I don't want to live in la-la land and not understand the real, you know, the reality. I'm not young anymore. There's people who are better looking. There are people that are funnier. There are people that are smarter. There are people that are, I mean, I'm seeing some of these new doctors. Now, I still feel like, because with wisdom and age, I'm still one of the best doctors I could be, but there are better doctors than me. That's just the truth of the matter. I could pretend it's not the case. I could strut my stuff, and who knows? Maybe I am the best doctor out there. There's no way I would even consider that. But there's always going to be somebody that outshines you, somebody that surpasses you, somebody that follows you. And the key to not being depressed is realizing you actually want that. What a lot of people don't realize is our kids emulate us. They watch us. They want to compete with us. They want to supersede us. That's a good thing. When my son got better grades in college than I did, even though he didn't work a bunch of part-time jobs like I did and balance, you know, everything I balanced, still, he got magna cum laude, and he really wanted to beat me and my academics. You know how flattering that is? Usually kids look at their parents as, you know, I don't even know why you're on this earth. So somebody surpassing you and trying to beat your record or isn't a bad thing. It's flattering. You made history. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. Ukraine is denying it sent a drone carrying explosives into the roof of a dome on the Kremlin in an attempt to assassinate Russian President Vladimir Putin, or so Russia claims. Russia released a dozen different videos showing the explosion and says it reserves the right to retaliate. The longtime partner of Texas multiple murder suspect Francisco Oropesa is now in custody, accused of helping him evade capture for 4 days. Law enforcement found him last night about 15 miles from the murder scene. Another hike in interest rates expected when the Fed concludes its meetings today. It would be the 10th rate hike in the Fed's efforts to control inflation. A company that owns 10 McDonald's restaurants around Louisville, Kentucky, faces penalties after Labor Department investigators found two 10-year-olds working unpaid until at least 2 a.m. Bauer Foods LLC is the name of that company. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Russia has claimed that Ukraine tried to kill Russian President Vladimir Putin with a drone strike. I don't know if you saw the video, but it looked like a drone was going towards the Kremlin. You saw a small explosion, and not much happened after that. The alleged drones were destroyed. The video shows a bright flash and a puff of smoke over part of the Kremlin, which is the official residence of the Russian president, who I don't really think is staying there, because he's probably Russia's most wanted right now. A lot of individuals don't want him to still be in power, so I don't think he would be in a very publicized house. But in a statement, the Kremlin said it regarded the alleged attack as terrorism and a deliberate attempt on Putin's life. Russia reserves the right to take retaliatory measures where and when it sees fit. Now, Ukraine has denied involvement. I'm still not really sure about the range of these drones, and I would think if you were, I'm no military strategist, but if you were going to bomb the residence when somebody is sleeping, unless that's how they're doing things now, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And why just one drone? Why not multiple? You know, I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And then if you fail, now So Ukraine has obviously denied involvement. President Zelensky has stated numerous times before, according to the Ukrainian presidential spokesman, Ukraine uses all means at its disposal to free its own territory, not to attack others. U.S. officials said they were still assessing the incident and had no information about who might have been responsible. Moscow said the alleged attack took place in the early hours of Wednesday. The Russian president was not in the building at the time. So, you know, is this another false flag? We know Russia has been known to do false flags where you say, look at this explosion, they're attacking us, but it's something that you did. The president's not going to be there. So why don't we act like somebody's attacking him and fly the drone over it, but don't cause a lot of damage to the building? That's how it looked to me. So Kyiv said that a terror attack has destroyed blocks of residential buildings in Dnipro and Uman, or a missile at the line of the Kramorsk rail station, and many other tragedies. So Ukraine has been dealing with bombardment, and now they are... May 9th is a day that we had been concerned about last year. It's the Victory Day in Russia. It was commemorating the Soviet Union's role in defeating Nazi Germany during World War II. Ukraine and everybody's expecting Russia to come up with something on Victory Day, May 9th, because they want to end the war, unfortunately, but end the war with their victory. So, Kyiv's denying claims. It shows that we have... it's a war that's going on. We have very ridiculous events happening that could sadly lead to a more severe world conflict, such as World War III. And seeing something like this that the Kremlin wants to use as an excuse, you see, they're attacking us. Because remember, in order to get Russians into the military, in order for Russia, because you would think anybody watching the news who lived in Russia would give Putin the finger. But that's not what's happening. Number one is Russia is controlling the news and the social media and what Russians can hear. Number two is they are using propaganda to convince their residents and citizens of why their cause is necessary. And so if they think that Russians are going to lose interest and lose support, they're going to be doing things. And my worry is, okay, this one was supposed to be a presumed attack on the Kremlin. But what if they actually hurt Russians and say, you see, Ukraine did this? I mean, these tactics are so dangerous, so deadly, and it's bad all over. Iran is getting some attention. They seized, I believe, a U.S. oil tanker, and then now has seized a second one in the Strait of Hormuz. Not sure why they're deciding to get involved. They're like, okay, you know what? Just, okay, it's like there's a high school fight, yeah, and the kindergartners want to get involved. I think, the smartest move. So the Middle East-based U.S. Fifth Fleet and Iranian Iranian media
confirmed that the naval force of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps stopped a tanker in a busy waterway. The video released by the Fifth Fleet appeared to show that a dozen fast attack IRGC vessels approaching the tanker were identified as the Panama flag Niobe. The U.S. said the tanker was forced to reverse course into Iranian territorial waters during the unlawful seizure. Now, Iran has confirmed that they seized the vessel, or that the IRGC seized the vessel, but didn't add any further details. Now, a few days before, the naval force of the Iranian army seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman. And this was bound for Houston, Texas, carrying Kuwaiti crude oil for U.S. energy firm Chevron. Now, Iran said that this had collided with an Iranian vessel, leaving several crewmen missing and injured. Again, I'm not sure what America's doing and making a statement or a show of force to be like, don't be messing with our oil, don't be messing with our ships. But the seizure of a U.S. vessel is, to me, it doesn't have to be an act of war, but no, not, it shouldn't happen. Now, let me see what else we have here, and I apologize, I'm having some computer issues. In terms of China, the U.S. is finding allies, as we always have with the Philippines, and they stand with a treaty with the Philippines in the face of China now harassing them in the South China Sea. So they are concerned about intimidation by Beijing. And Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. had spoken after a visit to the United States this week, showing their alliance as not only are we going to protect Taiwan, but we're there to help the Philippines as well. And China, what's China doing? What is brewing? When you read the history books with World War II, and you look back and see what happened with Japan, what happened with Nazi Germany, and you go back and you play Monday morning quarterback, we are actually now seeing very, very similar sort of moves, embargoes, sanctions, territory disputes. These are how wars start. These are how world wars, those conflicts start, because we pledge alliance, whether it's through NATO, whether it's through other alliances, that we've got your back, which I believe we should have their back. And hopefully that prevents World War III, because China would know that messing with Taiwan would bring the heat from the U.S. I don't know if China fears us anymore. But in terms of Russia, Russia is laid low because NATO would bring the rain. They don't want to deal with the U.S. So, hopefully this could be staved off. But the fact that we're seeing all these kind of little movements in motion, and we know that Putin has met with Xi Jinping, and from my historical research and from what I know and what I've read and what I've seen, there's obviously something brewing, and this is not something that America should be poo-pooing or looking soft on. And, the U.S. should make statements where, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us, you touch a human, you touch an American, you don't give us our American hostages back, that, you're done. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have reached out to ask if we know anything about Jamie Foxx and how he's been doing. And this has been a little scary. Jamie Foxx had been in the hospital, from what we understand, admitted to a medical facility for now, I think, about 3 weeks. And some of you have asked, is it cancer? Did he have a heart attack? Did he, to be hospitalized for 3 weeks? It's obviously serious, and I know people are thinking the gamut of things. The family obviously needs privacy. They're not giving a lot of details, and I don't blame them. The last thing they need is anybody being, hounded, and he's a brilliant entertainer. He was in the middle, I believe, of filming a movie during all of this. The last thing any of these celebrities need is, people, biasing indirectly based on somebody's health. And he's got a career, still a very strong career. I remember from Living Color, I remember from his early days, and he's spanned decades of entertainment, and he still has decades left. I'm really amazed. I think he's 55. Doesn't look 55. I'm blown away by that. I thought I was older than him, but he's older than me. But apparently all we know is he's at a medical facility in Georgia. He's been undergoing tests, and what was a little concerning is friends have asked that we pray for him. When you have friends and family saying, pray, that makes us concerned that this isn't something routine, this isn't something that is on the mend. That means he's still fighting and struggling with whatever he has. Source close to him told TMZ he needs all the prayers and well wishes his fans can muster. People Magazine spoke with a source saying that he is awake and alert in a Georgia medical facility. That implies that he was not at a point awake and alert, lost consciousness. They say, the source said he's still in the hospital. Doctors are running tests, but he's awake and alert. They are keeping him under observation. Now, he was in the middle of filming, I think, a Netflix movie. And I believe his daughter had said that we wanted to share that my father experienced a medical complication. This was the day after. She said, luckily, due to quick action and great care, he is already on his way to recovery. We know how beloved he is and appreciate your prayers. The family asked for privacy during this time. So, the fact that it was serious enough to go to the hospital, the fact that he had a medical complication makes you think, could it have been heart disease? Could it have been stroke? Having just had a friend die who had cancer, and now thinking back to things he would tell me and talk to me about, I'm like, oh gosh, I think he had it back then. You worry that sometimes the very first moment we discover that we have something wrong with us is when it's very, very serious. So this could have been a stroke. This could have been a heart attack. This could have been anything. The fact that he's still in the hospital means that it's obviously, I don't want to say it's not a good sign, but they're observing. So observing might mean he's going through some sort of rehabilitation. If he did, let's say, suffer from a stroke or heart, we do cardiac rehab, we do stroke rehab, things like that. I'm not saying that's what he has, but for those of you who have been kind of asking me the last few weeks what we think could be going on, unfortunately, we don't know. All we can do is send our prayers, and it's hard when you see a celebrity that looks fit and youthful and has access to the best medical care, and I think that's why the public has such a fascination with stars and them undergoing these illnesses. I got to tell you, one thing that hit me really hard was, I believe Sean Connery, we were told, had dementia or Alzheimer's prior to his death. I mean, that Sean Connery, you just look, he's somebody that you thought was going to live as long as God. I mean, you just didn't, he just was somebody of strength. Don't want to think that these individuals are just like us, just like anybody else. And we don't want to think that we are fragile, but we are. We're all fragile. Yeah, and it's not an easy thing to think about. And for those people who are cancer survivors, Godspeed. That, I mean, wow. Brag it. Put it out there. You'll see people have F cancer. You know what? Absolutely. You need to you know, garner all the support and strength and fight. I've seen people fight cancer successfully. I've seen people fight heart disease, fight stroke, and have done amazing things with their recovery. I have. Others, I believe, who don't make it is because God needed their soul somewhere else. And you know, there was only so much that humans could do. And they're in the next dimension or in heaven doing other work that God needed them to do. But they're, you know, garnering that, people on social media will, you know, share what they're going through. And some people say, well, man, I can't go on social media because it's depressing. And it, but why people do that is because they, that, those prayers, that support system really does help. You know, I used to keep a lot of things private. I know it doesn't seem like that, but I really was a private person about a lot. Many of my friends didn't realize a lot of the things that I was medically going through until finally I noticed I felt better talking about it. And I know I'm probably going to regret that, you know, somebody knows I had hemorrhoids, right? I either had to have a hysterectomy or, you know, had a bleeding from one breast and thought I had breast cancer. Maybe eventually I'm not going to want that on the internet. But I noticed that once I was able to realize I wasn't alone, oh, it helps. Because I don't know if you've ever been hospitalized or ever been in an ER thinking you're going to die or have a cancer scare. You feel alone. You really do. And you feel like you are the only one suffering. And interestingly, when I thought I had breast cancer, and none of my doctor friends could even convince me that it was, they were the ones saying, look, okay, this is cancer until proven otherwise. You know that. I know that. And I'm sitting there waiting for my next test and my biopsy, and you hear people giggling, you know, in the hallway. And I wasn't mad at them. I was, like, grateful that they, I was like, you know, ignorance is bliss. It's so nice to not have to be thinking about mortality. And you know, but I remember feeling alone, going, I'm the only one right now that has to deal with this, and why can't I be with everybody else laughing and giggling? Well, I'm here as a doctor to tell you that you're not alone. So if you are suffering from heart disease or suffering from stroke or suffering from cancer, you aren't alone. Reach out. You know, your privacy, if you want your privacy, I don't blame you. Privacy is something that once you lose, it's gone. So I get that. But if the privacy thing isn't working for you, reach out to others. And it doesn't have to be on social media where everybody knows, you know, what's going on. But there are, you know, most of the time your physician and medical team, no resources, no support groups. And I got to tell you, I think those things are crucial to people healing. I also, get your priest involved, get your rabbi involved, your mosque, get your church or your religious community involved as well. Because I got to tell you, the power of prayer, I have seen it work. And I'm not an overly religious person, but when patients who were of religions that weren't mine, you know, showed me what God did, I believe it. And so get prayer. Do what you need to. You know, but I also understand those who need privacy. So I pray for Jamie Foxx. Hope he gets through this. As soon as we get any information, because I know everyone's worried, we'll let you know. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.